I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Yes, I'm crazy. You know that. But thanks for listening to me. I'm the Chickster, and I got to take this phone call right now. Hello? Hello, this is the Chickster.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Chickster?
Hey, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
How you doing, man?
Hi, pretty good.
This is a caller from Watts, man. I talked to you a few weeks ago, man.
Yes.
I just want to call and congratulate you, even though you done hung up on me the last time.
No, I'm sorry about that. That's a Freudian slip. I mean, I accidentally slipped. No, but I didn't mean to hang up on you. The phone hit the ground, and I tripped over it. That's what I mean.
I thought maybe because you had a real black man on the phone.
No, I don't care if you're black or you're white or yellow or green. I love mankind.
Cool.
Thanks.
You cool.
Thanks very much.
And I do want to congratulate you on a good show. I'll be listening here at home and shit.
No problem. And if you have a lot of shit, I know a good plumber I can send over to you.
That's the kind of shit that I like from the Chickster, man.
No, thanks.
You come up with all the good shit, man. Now, if you don't mind a black man calling up and saying a joke on your show, maybe I could tell you a joke.
No, listen, I got my neck up to white shit. I'm kidding.
That's the shit I like, Chickster.
No, really, I like shit, too. I really, what the hell? We're all in shit sometimes, one or another. You know what I mean?
Hey, look at here, man. Check this out, man.
Yeah.
What you tell a woman who got two black eyes and shit?
What do you call a woman that has two black eyes and shit?
No, what do you tell her? Tell that bitch? She got two black eyes and shit. What do you tell her?
Tell her to get her eyes poached.
You ought to told the bitch twice. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. No, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
man. Good. Well, check this out, man. I just want to call and say what's up to you, my homeboy Chickster shit. And I want to say what's up to the listening audience and shit of the Skid Row Studios and shit.
Right. No, I understand. Maybe
sometime soon you and I can go out and grab a cup of malt liquors and shit. Maybe get our dick sucked.
Get
some hoes and shit.
I know exactly.
Burn up
what
a couple rocks.
Right. We could have some soul. We could have some soul food, and we could, step in shit.
Were you trying to patronize me and say
hands and shit?
You're going to have collard greens.
I like soul food. I really do. I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat a lot of that meat stuff. But look at it. I do eat pussy.
Yeah, then that's what I'm saying, and that's the shit. All right, Chickster.
Listen,
you have yourself a beautiful weekend.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for calling. I love you. Thanks for listening to Chickster's Nest. Please,
you're my nigga.
Yes, sir.
It's all right.
No.
You have license. If you want, you could use the N word and say, you know what?
No,
I got a friend and shit. He be black and shit. Say that shit.
Listen, you can. No problem. Honestly, I understand the shit. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All you gotta do, just drop the R, man. Don't try to use that word, and then you're gonna use a hard R sound. It's nigger.
Right.
It ain't nigger.
Right. No. I understand. I thank you for calling.
All right, then, Chickster.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.
Carry on, man. All right.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Peace.
Thanks very much.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye, bye. You've all heard. Thank you very much.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Everybody, oh shit! Right, we clicked in at the wrong time. We were hitting the vaporizer. Please don't blame Nick. It's the vaporizer. We are vaporizing special herbs. Now we're vaporizing lavender, and it brings out the very calm and just kind of whatever. And sorry to sound so unprofessional. And we're all so late again. All right, what the fuck do you expect from me? You know what I mean? I can barely fucking handle my own fucking life right now. You know. I just turned 36. So I'm like yesterday was my birthday.
That
was
happy your birthday. Belated birthday to Vinny.
Happy birthday.
I feel like I'm fucking 16, about 17 years old, though.
You look it
mentally.
Too.
Thank
That's
you.
The denial.
Yeah. I am in denial. I do not want it, you know. I don't want to grow up. My therapist, you know, people say that. I got a therapist, and he says that I don't want to grow up or something. And I'm like, all right. How much am I paying you? I already know that, in other words.
They get mad, like, when you don't have all the money, and that's, like, a part of the therapy. They get, like, they're like, hey, man.
Luckily, they do, like, sliding skill for me. And when I hear that, I like that, because then I could just let them know, like, you know, I don't make a lot of money. Like, okay, we got to slide the scale down.
Yeah.
Or you could afford it and stuff. But even still, it hurts. It starts
25
adding
bucks.
Up.
It's like crazy to come up with on a Tuesday night. So
35 bucks.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if I should disclose that. Is that a disclosable thing?
Everyone say no, don't do it. So if you could take it back.
The studio audience is like, no, don't do it. Hey, so in studio we have Joey. What's going on, Joey?
What's happening?
All right. And we have our friend and artist, Juan, also known as the Red Rooster.
All right, baby. How you doing?
Yeah, man. You can have the claps.
Thank you. Oh, look at that. I'll add to the claps.
All right,
here we go. Thank you.
Yeah, man, you called me yesterday and you wished me a happy birthday and stuff. And I'm like, hey, why don't we hang out? You know, we gotta drink some beers. It's been a while. You just came back from a trip and shit.
I was up in Italy.
Yeah. For people that don't know, Red Rooster's like an awesome fucking artist. Oh. He's this awesome sculptor.
There you go. He draws. Get in my pants again.
He draws real good, you know?
Yeah, like a lot of our friends are like super talented, and like I didn't even understand it. Like, and Roost is one of those guys. How do people see your art, real quick?
Tell you the truth, let me just get this off my back. I really outsource my stuff out.
Really? You have somebody else do it?
Yeah. I pay a kid peanuts.
Oh, I thought you sent it out to the chinos.
He lives in a cage and shit, you know.
Yeah, you're probably better off at the chinos. That's what everyone's doing.
I did. Honestly, man, I think they're cheaper now.
Wow. That's cool, man. No, but for reals, I mean, you do
thank
some
you.
Awesome
hey, thank
fucking
you.
Artwork
thank
and
you.
Shit. And
yeah, how do they see it? Like, if they're listening and they
Let me see. I got various places you can go and check it out. JuanBalandran.com, JuanBalandran.com. XRedRoosterX /Tumblr.com.
God, you're making it hard on everybody.
I know. Like, just Google
X-Red.
Just Google X-Red Rooster.
X-Red Rooster.
Red Rooster Sculpture.
How many X's is in there?
Five.
Hey, so tonight we're just hanging out, man. You know, like...
That's why I'm here, baby.
There's a couple things, you know, I guess we could talk about. We're going to play some music, too. We're going to hear some Sloppy Seconds, some 8-Bit, some fucking Anesthetic Frank, some Go Betty Go, Manhattan Murder Mystery, Fit. We're going to be playing some songs tonight because it's the more music radio pod, you know. Sometimes we have, you know, like a special guest coming, like Bai Ling, the actress Bai Ling came in one time.
Oh, watch out. Jeez.
And then sometimes
the stars,
it's just me.
Baby.
Yeah.
Is she a porno actress?
No, she was in Red Corner.
She was in The Crow, do you? Jeez.
And in The Crow, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. She was in The Crow?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's cool,
yeah. I'm sorry.
She has these songs, too. Like, they're really, really
like,
trippy.
Like, something's wrong with being a porn actress. That's pretty okay way to go.
It's all right.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Vince is
I mean, I'm not a porn actress anymore, but...
Oh, see, there you go.
You know?
I got the night.
Yeah, here's... Let me play some binding for you, just now that we're talking about it. I mean, what else are we going to do? We'll play some shit. Let's see, is that... You have that shit turned up?
I'm blocking to you. I'm going to talk to you this time.
She loves talking to her fans.
I think more intimate and more alive.
You know? I don't know.
Joey, pull your pants.
I don't know what to say, but actually... I'm here, it's very quiet, and there's a fire behind me. I love fire.
Yeah, you gotta hear this song, actually. It'd probably be better, man. We can have this on in the background and stuff, you know. We'll get the show running to this. All right. This is the More Music Radio Pod. We are here tonight with Joey and Red Rooster.
I'm taking my shirt off.
We're drinking some beers. We're going to play some songs. This is Bai Ling, everybody. All right. Let's hear it on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yeah.
They're just trying to hit the post. You know what I mean? Well, cool. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a break. Why don't we play some songs? We're going to listen to some Sloppy Seconds coming up right now on the More Music Radio Pod. And we got Nick here running the board, and Joey and Red Rooster. And we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Right. Call it. News Channel 2 on Fox. I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all the day's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fucking mother whore. Shit!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
What's wrong with it?
What you need to do is go to a filling station, let them guys put the oil in. You don't know about putting oil in, see? That's out of your category. You take care of your records, let somebody knows what the fuck they're doing in the car, work on the car. Play with your records.
Play with my records.
Scratching and mixing.
I was trying to tell you, you ain't got a goddamn drop of oil in that goddamn.
Well, he said he knows that. The red light come on down there. He just kept on driving. Number one, your engine light comes on, you turn the damn car off. We just turned over about 50 million times between the time that red light come on, you got on home.
Start with, I think if you made your mistake for not taking it to somebody who got knowledge enough to fix it. You should have went over to Ford's.
Just taking it down here some goddamn hillbilly that don't even know, never even had enough sense of time that car when he got done with it.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
And move my feet. I tap like that American beats.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Donnell, and you should call into the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. I would dial, but my chubby fingers won't fit in the phone holes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Yeah, leave that up a little bit, man. I'll control it from here. I'll just drop it down a little bit. All right, cool. That's cool. Right on. I like the way that sounds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we're back on More Music Radio Pod. That's from Mr. Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sticking cool. with the Ruddles, but it's from Mr. Show. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Mr. Show, man.
Me
cool.
Too,
like, and
too.
I like that gang and stuff, you know?
Yeah. What?
I was hoping I was going to run into Bob Woodenkirk, man, because I went to this Harmontown thing. You ever hear of that? It's
no.
like a podcast. And it's Dan Harmon. He's like a producer. He's the creator and writer, but a producer of the show Community on Channel 4 on NBC.
That's a popular show.
Yeah, but he ended up getting like fired, got canned off that show because I guess he had like a problem with Chevy Chase and shit. Like, because, well, everybody has a problem with Chevy Chase. Like, I was even listening to Howard Stern and there's that guy, Joey McHale or whatever. He's on The Soup. And he's also on Community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he talks about like how fucking Chevy Chase is like a real fucking dick and really hard to work with. And,
oh, and him and Howard have like total history, right? For years.
Yeah,
right?
But now they're friends.
Oh, but they were like not friends for years, and then now they've been friends for years now, yeah. For about 10 years at least, right?
No, it's kind of recent. It might be 10 years. I mean, time is fucking flying by, man. But it was kind of, but for a long time, for like fucking, you know, fucking 15 years or something, 15, 20 years, I might be over-exaggerating. But like him and Howard did not get along because like of that Stuttering John would go and fucking ambush him and shit, you know? And so people don't like Chevy Chase, man. And so that guy Dan Harmon, he like fucking because Chevy didn't want to do the final episode of whatever season, you know, and because he didn't like the writing. He never liked the writing, never did his lines and shit, you know, whatever. And he refused to fucking do the last show. And so they had to write around him and it made it miserable. And they were like, and it was the last show of the season. So like people are all like, oh man, you know, like fucking fuck this guy, you know, we just want to get this shit over with, you know? And so like at the rap party in front of everybody, the guy Dan Harmon fucking told everybody to stand up and say fuck you to Chevy Chase. And everybody did. They stood up and they said fuck you.
Wow.
So
Chevy Chase.
Well, there's
like a cool guy.
My friend Joe Russo, he's actually the one of the owners of Starburns Industries. And like they do animation and stuff, and they did that show, that Dino Stamatopoulos show from Dino's from remember him from Mr. Show. He was the fucking You Got the Goods guy with the fucking beard and shit. He was on the More Music Radio Pod
too.
Oh
yeah, yeah, no, I know exactly. Yeah. He played Lincoln on Mr. Show, right?
Yeah, he was one
him
of the
and
Vahe
both yeah. did, I think.
Him and Vahe from Nutra.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, dude. And so like what was I talking about? What
Mr.
what
Show.
Mr. Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show, right? Isn't
it? Yeah, it's fucking the best, man.
No, but Joe Russo and Dino Stamatopoulos, they're like partners in Starburns Industries, and they did like Frankenhole, and right now they're, I think, Before Oral. You heard of Moral Oral on Adult Swim or something? It's the show that these kids are fucking watching nowadays and stuff like that. It's funny, you know? I mean, if Dino's fucking, if that's his show, you know, it's funny. That guy's fucking
that
hilarious,
funny,
dude. And, So that's who told me about it because Joe knows the guy Dan Harmon.
Yeah.
You know? And in fact, you know, let me pull this up. I play this all the time, but like fucking I just think it's fucking really fucking funny, dude. Here is the message that Chevy Chase left on. And you know what? I want to say something too. Like when I got this recording, my friend Joe told me about it and I found it somewhere on there. You know, I found it. I ended up finding it. And then you know, like he was like, hey man, you know, this is kind of fresh right now, you know, maybe you shouldn't like, you know, play that or something like that. You know what I mean?
It's always some drama.
Yeah.
Girl.
And
we're
I didn't
looking like, oh man.
And I swear to God, I sat on it and I didn't fucking play it or anything, you know, until I heard somebody else play it on like fucking TMZ or something
like
that.
So then it's
that.
Like public domain.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, oh, well, it's already out. You might as well go ahead and play it. But so here is a fucking voicemail message that Chevy Chase left on Dan Harmon's, answer machine.
Okay.
I play this shit all the time. Oh, hold on a second. Let me fucking maybe if I put the volume up, you know what I mean? Maybe if I put the volume, it'll play. All right, here's a fucking pissed off Chevy Chase.
I hope you're ready to take your your medicine, you fat fuck. You didn't give us a script to begin with, so nobody knew what the fuck was going on the week during the week.
Second of all,
your goddamn bad writing, shit, stinko, fuck script was an abomination. and your writing is getting worse and worse, so suck my cock. Second of all, I don't get talked to like that by anybody, certainly not in front of my wife and daughter, you goddamn asshole.
He's talking about when Dan Harmon told everybody to say fuck you to him, and his wife and daughter was right there sitting next to him and shit. It was like really embarrassing.
Fat shit. You're going to live to be about 57 if you're lucky. Alcoholic fat shit. You're going to live to be about 57 if you're lucky the way you eat. I got nothing to say to you except you can suck my cock. Is that clear? And I hope you can play that for everybody around you who agrees with you that I should say. You should say fuck you in front of all of those people to me and my family. You think that's the right way to behave? If you were here right now, I'd fucking kick your fucking teeth out. You know that? You're nothing to me. There are a billion of you I've worked with before. You're not funny. You're okay. You're just okay.
Dude, that's great, man.
I love that guy.
Dude, but like Chevy Chase is funny, right? Doesn't it suck like when people that you like are like fucking dicks,
yeah,
like in real person.
He even loves that, right? Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Geez, fucking
but I even
Chase.
Love that. I even love that he's such a fucking dick, though. You know what I mean?
No, that well, that's yeah.
That's yeah, I don't know. But the reason why I was talking about that Dan Harmon guy is because I went to his pod. I never listened to his podcast, but I knew the guy was funny. You know, because he's around, like he's in that fucking circle of like fucking funny dudes and shit. So I finally got to check it out live at the Egyptian Theater. And it's a podcast called Harmontown, and the premise is like he's the mayor of Harmontown, and he like dances and raps about fucking your mom and all this stuff. It sounds retarded, but it's funny. Like he does a good job. I assume that it would be fun hanging out with the guy just by seeing how he interacts and what Joe tells me about him and stuff, and like that fucking shit that he did to Chevy Chase. I think that was pretty good revenge. You know what I mean? Even though it might not have been like the right thing to do with the fucking little daughter and
still
the wife right
funny.
There. But that's fucking funny because like Chevy Chase, like from the stories that I hear, you know, like from Joe and fucking about the Dan Harmon thing. Like I hear that he's a really fucking huge asshole. And I heard on Howard Stern the other day they were talking about that, you know. But anyway, so we're at the Egyptian Theater. Here's a cool story, man. So we get there. My buddy Joe, I guess like Starburns Industries, they helped produce that fucking Harmontown special at the Egyptian or something. They were somehow involved in stuff, you know. And it was going to be Marc Maron, Bobcat Goldthwait was there.
Wow.
And some other guy called Duncan Trussell. And I don't really know that guy or what he does, but he seemed like a really cool dude. He talked about like his fucking cancer and his nut. They talked about
Duncan
that.
Trussell sounds like a donut name.
It does. I want to eat his donut. If he ever comes out with a donut, I'm going to get it, man. I'll tell you how it is. But dude, it was fun. It was fun, dude. So we got there and
did
we just kind of
Cat Goldthwait?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Here's what happened. So we didn't know like where to sit, cause we didn't get any tickets. Like we got there late. Of course, I'm always late. And it's not because I'm trying to be like, you know, fashionable.
That's what I was going to say.
It's because I have like, things I got to do, like ritual things. I get frozen in anxiety pretty much and I'll just get stuck. You know, and I'll do everything at the last minute.
Hey, by the way, that Bobcat guy, he's one of my fucking heroes, dude.
Yeah?
He was banging that fucking Nikki chick? Or he was married to her or something, right?
The which one? The redhead one?
Yeah.
What show was it?
That was,
she
was on? But the one with the Happily Ever After. Yeah, the one with the little fucking
And
bunny.
He was the rabbit?
Yeah, that's right, dude.
No, I don't know.
Joey, me and you, we got, you know, there's hope for us, dude. Ugly dude like that?
No, man,
like,
no
land a chick
me.
Like that? Come on, dude. Come on.
Dude, I've gone over the ugly threshold for sure.
You have?
Yeah, I told you that. Chick told me the other day, like, I'm like, no, you can tell me. And she's like, well, you're overweight.
No. She had an accent, too?
Yeah, and you would hear her.
You should have fucking called an ICE unit on her.
Your hair is long. Look at your stupid
hair. You know what a girl told me the other day?
She called the immigration on her.
The girl told me the other day, she said, you know, if you lost about 20 pounds, you'd be cute. You know what I told her? I said, if I lost 20 pounds, I'd be talking to those girls over there.
That's a good one, dude.
Hey.
I'm going to use that one. Do you mind?
No, go ahead, dude.
Anybody calls me fat, I'll be like, you know what? You're fucking fatter than I am, you fat
fuck. Yeah, you fat. I'm sorry.
You get your feelings hurt and stuff when someone points out like your fatness and stuff. Yeah. And
Joey, don't be mean.
I hate it when people call me.
Go ahead.
I hate it when people use the word like, oh, he's husky. You know, oh, it's that husky guy. Or they go, oh, the big guy. Yeah. You might as well say fat.
That was the size of my pants.
No. Every time I go to fat,
it just said fat.
No, it said husky.
Oh, it's a husky.
That was the nice term.
Those were husky
that was
70s. Sizes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
JCPenney, the corduroy.
It's just husky.
Yeah. My mom used to buy me those when I was in elementary school for husky kids like myself.
I'm full of awesomeness, baby. You know?
They used to have elastic on the back of the OP pants. Those are handy. The elastic band on the back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you could like wear them even as you got fatter.
They grow with your fatness,
For a while.
But you know, it sucks when you have to go a size up on those pants after, you know. It gets to maximum stretch, and then there's no more stretch. Then it gets tight.
They don't fit right.
Yeah, you know what the awesome thing? When I went to Europe, I lost about fucking like 20 or 30 pounds. I don't know, whatever. I'm serious. I had the belt holes to prove it. So I was showing people, look, I had to put like fucking 3 new notches or 4 new notches in my fucking belt.
Good,
and then
man.
Someone had to kill it for me and say, you know, leather stretches. I'm like, fuck you, man. That was cool. You know, it fucking killed me.
It is. All fat people know.
So what
all
if
that
I'm on the last hole now?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Fucking,
all people, you knew that though. You know what I mean? All fat people know everything about fat. They'll be like, yeah, I know it stretches.
Dude, you know, like people wear shit on their belt, like their phones and little bags and little like containers and shit. No. I can't do that because of my long haul. I'll just push it over. And even my underwear always flips over the elastic because my long haul push it down.
Yeah. My overhang will, like underneath, it gets irritated by my belt buckle. Like it'll leave a belt buckle imprint. Sometimes then it'll get like, oh, it hurt. It burns. I'm cutting into myself with my own with my own fucking thing. Hey, but anyway, let me tell you.
I haven't been there yet.
Let me tell you about what happened though when I went to this at the Egyptian Theater. We get there and we don't have a seat, and we see Joe and he's like, oh, just sit anywhere. And he's like, hey man, you know what? We didn't really sell too many front row tickets, you know, but so like, fucking, why don't you just go bum rush the fucking front row and just sit there? And I'm like, fuck it. We'll do it. I don't care. We get in trouble. You know, lately I've been getting in trouble. So I'm like, all right, I'm used to it. People have been getting mad at me anyway. So like I go down there and we go and sit in the front row. And fucking, there's a guy sitting on the fucking corner seat and I fucking sit next to him and it's fucking Marc Maron. And I've been wanting to fucking talk to this guy for a long time to get him on this show so I could talk to him. Marc Maron is a comedian, really fucking funny guy. And his thing, is the, WTF podcast. And he interviews people like different comedians and different celebrities and stuff. Great fucking show, man. And like he talks, he's just like, he kind of like breaks himself down, you know what I mean, and analyzes himself. He's really neurotic and like he's very uncomfortable and stuff. And like everybody who is like uncomfortable, and I'm an uncomfortable person, likes that guy because he describes it perfectly, you know, and interacting with people and shit. So like I get there and I'm sitting in front, you know, right next to Marc Maron. So I do the thing where I pretend that I don't notice that it's Marc Maron, you know what I mean? And then like he's using the armrest and stuff, and like my elbow touched his elbow, and I sensed like he got immediately uncomfortable and shit.
So here I am.
I'm like, oh man, like now I'm making Marc Maron uncomfortable.
Why did he touch him?
Sit down on the seat. You know, I have my girlfriend to my right. My boyfriend Marc Maron to my left.
You forgot he was there for a second.
I was trying to play it like, you know, I'm not gonna like, you know, be a star fucker.
Hey, were you also gonna offer him popcorn with the hole in the bottom or something?
I don't think he would have gone for that. Really, actually, you know, I don't know. But it was so uncomfortable because there I am sitting there trying to like not notice Marc Maron, and I could sense that he doesn't like me already. And I'm like, oh my god. So I start going through this whole thing, and I'm not even paying attention to the show anymore. And I'm like sitting next to Marc Maron, and then like he gets up and leaves, and I'm like, oh man, I fucking made him so uncomfortable he left. But at the same time I was like, good, because now I can like be here a gusto and shit and fucking watch the show and like laugh, not be fucking freaked out because Marc Maron is right there. And anyway, he comes back and shit and does his thing. He goes on stage and fucking he's fucking hilarious and shit. But that was like the second time that I like ran into Marc Maron and I didn't have the balls to like talk to him and say hello and be like, hey, would you want to come on my podcast? Because you could imagine, like, first of all, everybody and their fucking mom
has a fucking podcast. There are some mom podcasts now. No, but everybody has they a do. Podcast, dude. And like, I'm sure that guy gets hit up all the time to fucking like, hey, I'm just like you. I really want to talk to you on my podcast. Please come on the fucking podcast and stuff, you know? So I didn't want to be that guy. So I don't know the approach on how to do it. You know, I have to get him on here. I have to get Mark Maron on the More Music Radio Pod and we'll hang out with him.
Hey, next time, just fart. And then like when he comes back, be like, fuck, who the fuck farted? And then that's how you start.
How about I just fart in my own hand and then give him a buttercup? Just put it to his face.
You're like, what does it smell like?
Do you throw it a little bit? Like
I don't think he'd like that.
Fireman it to him, dude.
Oh, yeah, we're neighbors, too. Yeah, we're neighbors. We live in the same neighborhood.
Who? You know?
Me and Mark Maron. I'm becoming a Mark Maron stalker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like obsessed with Mark Maron getting him on the radio Maron. Show.
I like Cheech Maron.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if they're no. If they're, one's an O and one's an I.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. One's Jewish and one is Mexican or Chicano, whatever. But yeah, man, that's why I went to that. That was pretty cool, man. There were a lot of we saw, of course, Bobcat Goldthwait was on there, and they played Dungeons and Dragons. Though, have you ever played that?
Yeah,
I always wanted to play that.
1982.
I always wanted to play it, but they fucking never let me play that. They never let me play Dungeons and Dragons as a kid.
Well, it takes like six people.
Yeah, but the thing is like even the fucking nerds did not fucking want to include me in their games. They didn't let me play. They didn't want to teach me how to play. Yeah. Right, they had all different kinds of fucking dice and shit. Dices?
Yeah.
Or dies? What's the right word? Dice or dices?
Dice, yeah.
And they never let me play. So I got to see the fucking D&D. They had a D&D game on stage and were like making jokes and stuff. Oh. And like that I could have done without because like when I was watching that, I'm like, you know what? Thank God I didn't play D&D because this is some fucking boring shit. You know, like I don't like that game.
Yeah.
Nah, man. It's very nerdy too.
In junior high, man, it was all about Pogs.
There are asshole nerds, right? I mean, you would think that. You know, they would be more open to outcast people.
Nerds.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh.
I'm yeah.
Way nerdier.
Those were like the D&D guys, though. They're just like, oh, I'm a fucking cleric.
Well, you could be an asshole. Even when you're playing D&D and you're in the D&D world, you're playing the module or whatever, you can just be an asshole. You're like, oh, I want to hump this animal. And then, like, the dungeon master get mad because you're goofing around and be like, okay, you got to roll a 4 on this 20-sided die. And if you didn't get, like, you know, something, then you'd get...
Then they attempted to hump the horse, and the horse kicks you in the chest. You suffer 35 damage points.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. But, dude, it was 1980, dude. It's like, we didn't have shit. What kind of computer did... Oh, you guys are both too young, dude.
They had Radio Shack Tandies back then, no?
Yeah, Radio Shack. I had a Timex computer. It was made by Timex.
Wow.
And
it just told the time. That's all it did.
That's funny. No, it didn't even do that. You would program something in there and it would be like a bouncing ball. It'd be like basic. I don't know what the fuck. I gave up on computers.
My dad bought me an Intellivision in 1996.
Oh, Space Armada was a good game on that one.
I got Atari 2600 when I was like 5 years old. Actually, it was like 4 years old, 1981, 1982.
Oh, Atari was big for me, dude. Like, the graphics are so bad and the games are so lame. I played E.T. and I just loved E.T.
I never understood that fucking game.
I didn't even care because I loved E.T. so much. I just was like, oh, man, I love E.T.
You make the neck go up and shit?
The neck go up. I forget.
I liked Combat. On Atari 2600.
Oh, yeah, Combat with the tanks.
With the tanks and the planes. They had planes in there, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
That's right. That's right.
That was good.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, but remember when Nintendo came out, though?
Oh, fuck yeah. I remember when Nintendo came out. Jesus, dude. My pops bought us the Nintendo Entertainment System at Lakewood Mall.
Wow.
Exactly. It was like $300. And it was like the I shit you not, dude. My pops was making dough back then. It was $300
when it came out.
Oh my God. And you could get the Nintendo Entertainment System, and then you get the deluxe set. And that came with everything and the robot. It came with Rob.
Yeah.
Remember? And he would hold the fucking gyro.
Yeah, exactly.
It came with Gyromite and shit.
Yeah.
I got that though.
Our first game was Gradius, and then one day when we were like in fucking my older brother and sister, they were in like junior high, and then you know, they didn't tell my dad about fucking open house night, and so my mom and dad were like,
what the fuck? Are you guys fucking embarrassed of us to, like, you know, go to...
Yeah, right? And so, dude, I remember I was playing, like, fucking Tecmo Bowl or some shit. You know, I was fucking the Raiders, and Bo Jackson was running for a fucking touchdown and shit. And my dad's like, oh, you guys are embarrassed of us? Well, bah! And he picked up the Nintendo, and he fucking threw it across the fucking...
Oh,
yeah, oh, dude. Like, yeah, dude, I fucking...
Fucked you up.
No, Jesus. That traumatized me for life.
Did it fucking Nintendo?
Well, no, coincidentally, dude, I went and picked up the Nintendo about 3 hours later after I finished crying, and the shit fucking worked. I put Top Gun in. And then, it fucking worked, and fucking Top Gun was such a shit.
You know
game
fucking that- Nintendo rage, dude, when you fucking can't fucking pass the fucking Super Mario Brothers fucking level and shit, and you can't fucking flip it, you know, your first time you're trying to flip it, you have these tantrums, and you fucking kick the machine, you throw the controller at the machine. You fucking take it and slam it on the ground like, fuck this shit.
Well, that was Top Gun, dude. I don't know if you ever played Top Gun.
That's hard to fucking land.
Dude, that sucked balls. Anyways, I took all my frustration out on that, dude. You know, after that, I forgave my dad. I was like, at least you're not fucking Top Gun, dad.
Top Gun with the fucking a jet fighter one and shit. Like the Tom Cruise movie.
I missed all that.
You missed all that?
I missed it all. I guess because I started smoking weed and then I just like...
That would make it more better.
I know, but I just missed it. I didn't have it. I mean, like, I'm just older than you guys, I guess. Let's see.
You guys want to make a phone call? Let's call Karen Centerfold. She's been calling me and stuff, and she wants us to play a show. Let's check in with her.
Do you know Karen Centerfold?
Nick is going to try to get her on the line. Nick, get her on the line. Tell her that, you know, ask her if it's cool. And let me know when you have her on. We'll put her on. Yeah, Karen Centerfold's a nice lady. You should meet her, man. She's single. You can go out with her if you want.
Oh,
she's wild too, man.
There's
so,
a documentary about her.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to release it because people made fun of her in it, and she's like all embarrassed and stuff. You know?
Hey, fuck you.
They said that she was stalking, or somebody. It wasn't even that big of a deal, but like somebody said that she was like stalking Sky Saxon, and they had a picture of her outside and saying, "Don't let this lady in. Don't let this lady backstage," and she got offended.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe we should ask, when did that supposedly happen?
That was, I don't know, kind of, Sean Carnage, you know Sean Carnage? He does shows over at Pear Space and stuff, and cool dude, he was on the More Music Radio Pod too. Okay, all right, we got Karen on the phone. Sean Carnage did the documentary with Karen Centerfold. Hey Karen, are you on the phone?
I'm right here, Karen Centerfold. Right here. Hey, I'm looking for Vince. Is he there?
Yeah. Hi. This is Vince. Karen. How?
Hi.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. Hey, you know what? There's a cop killer on the loose.
Oh,
we were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Me and Joey got the metro up.
No, but in the break,
wouldn't that be great? You know, if he could kill a lot of the LAPD cops, they're so worthless.
Yeah.
So you're on the cop killer's side right now?
I sure am.
That's awesome.
I mean, after all, cops are very dishonest, and they deserve to die in L.A., right?
You think all of them, though? I mean, do you think there's some good cops?
There's very few good cops. You know?
Really? Oh, okay. Some of them, you know, one time when the Mormons were going to do a mobile unit right in front of our house, the cops came and they're like, they were busting somebody, giving them a ticket in front of our house. And then
do you care about that, Vince? What about the cops in Texas that put you in jail for nothing?
You drove
on the wrong side of the road.
I don't want them to die for it, though.
They're all pretty worthless. So I hope they get...
They're dicks, of course.
I know. And also, an officer was killed in Riverside, and I'm holding up a glass, you know, at 12 noon during a lunch break in a commissary, and all these people are getting mad at me, and I just said the only reason you're getting mad at me is you're so stupid and ignorant. Cops are abusive and rip-off.
You were cheersing that the cop got killed?
I was, yeah. Totally,
funny.
Man.
No, oh, man.
Okay, so who's in the studio tonight?
Well, it's me, Vince, and I don't know if you've... you know Joey. He used to play in the Mormons, right, Karen?
Yes.
How you doing, Karen?
We were all on the wrong turn.
I met you a few times. I'm sorry. We meet so many people.
Right. And who else is in there?
A very famous artist and our homeboy, Red Rooster.
Come on. Hello, baby doll.
He's a great sculptor, Karen. You should actually work with Red Rooster. Maybe he could do a sculpting.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Great. Like a drawing, I'd love to. I got to do a Skid Row show again, you know. I'm starting school pretty soon.
Oh,
I'm going to be a medical assistant.
Oh. Whoa, wow, congratulations.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm going to
You're going to be making a lot of money.
Soon,
aiming for a stars,
on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I like those outfits.
Yeah, so...
So, that's such a good thing, you know.
Have you been having sex with any lucky men?
No, not lately.
Why not?
My ex called me from Las Vegas to whine because I won't come up there to see him because he's not very smart, you know. Mm-hmm.
And then Joey's in New York.
Did you record that?
Right. So what else is going on then?
Oh, we're just hanging out right here, playing some songs and stuff, and we just wanted
to call. Songs are you playing for the Mormons?
Yeah, well, earlier we heard a Sloppy Seconds song called We Want 'Em Dead, and then after that we heard an 8-bit song called Crumpets.
I miss 8-bit, you know. They were too. Hot in their day.
Me too.
You know, I was talking to Antilog of, Robo-T. I was talking to Robo-T of 8-bit, and we're talking about maybe trying to get an 8-bit reunion show together, and I want to try to make that happen.
Really?
Oh, I know. I really love them, you know.
We could have you MC.
Not only that, but there's all kinds of other good things happening. Like, there's a new theater music place on Melrose. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you guys are back in your band, I can get you a gig there.
Yeah, the Mormons are playing again.
Hopefully on a night where they show the Karen Centerfold, Sky Saxon film, Psychedelic Walk. Mm-hmm. And you've seen it, right?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's awesome.
Oh, man,
it's
I want to see
awesome.
That.
Awesome. It shows me walking to Santa Monica Pier on acid a long time ago. And it's just awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I could have the Mormons play. I have to...
Are you gonna get naked or, like, at least flop your tits out on that show?
Yeah, I'll do something like that. Yeah.
You're not so much fun. I'm glad
you didn't invite her tonight.
Well, the thing is like, it's kind of a... We want to get Karen on with her own, you know, she needs a whole spotlight. When she comes in the studio, she's such a personality that just it demands... She just takes control. And it's not her fault. It's just... That's just her personality.
I hear you. And then we invited Joey tonight, so, you know, we couldn't do that. It clash.
Yeah.
So I hear you.
Right. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to see you, you know. So can you book me for... Could you call me and book me for a show on Skid Row?
Yeah, we'll do that soon. How about in the next couple of weeks? I'll call you tomorrow.
Fine, Vince.
Okay, cool.
I'll be calling you earlier than that.
Okay.
For a show, you know, like...
Karen was yelling at me the last time, and she apologized the other day for it.
Who?
You remember you yelled at me in the street at Adam Papagen's...
I know. You know what? That show wasn't as hot as what I thought it would be. Just when you got up and you did your speech, and when I got up and I did my speech, it was good. Yeah. But the rest of it is pretty horrible.
Yeah,
but
it's the roast
some
of David Liebehart.
You like some of it.
You know
and
him
then,
from Cable Access.
I'll call you for a booking at this new theater on Melrose.
Okay. All right.
And so it's good talking to you, you know. I'll talk to you like in a couple days to book you for this show.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Karen. It's good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Love you too, everybody. Karen Centerfold, man.
Hey, round of applause.
Karen's fucking really great, man. Karen's cool.
What's this documentary she's doing? What is this documentary? Do you know what it is?
This is exactly what I always wanted to do. Remember I said we should do a fucking Karen Centerfold documentary? I'm the king of like saying good ideas and not ever doing them, just procrastinating and daydreaming and shit like that, which I'm going to try to work on in 013. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on that. And, you know, so yeah, I've always thought it would be a good idea to follow Karen Centerfold around and have like a documentary and stuff.
Of course.
Somebody did it. Sean Carnage did it.
Yeah.
And which is good. That's good that it's in his hands because he loves Karen Centerfold the way I love Karen Centerfold. You know, she's a very unique personality. Have you seen her?
I have not seen Karen Centerfold.
She fucking freaks out. Here's her fucking freaking out With Jeremy actually got mad at her too. She broke a mic.
Hold actually, on. I got a quote from Rick Collins.
I didn't break that.
Well, good. And fucking who else did? You were the only one fucking screaming on it like an asshole.
Hey, he would. Nobody would be quiet, man.
No shit. Nobody wants to hear your crap.
All right, Karen. Can't be like, oh, they do.
Oh yeah, everybody wants to hear what the fuck Karen Sanford's up to.
It's fun when you're not breaking stuff, you know.
All you had to do was fucking be quiet. I would have been, delivered a speech to make this fucking station famous. You didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, well you broke a mic, and now it's a problem.
Yeah, that mic got ruined from her shouting into it.
Oh, gee.
Crazy.
Was it this mic?
Right no. Here?
Oh.
Actually, it might have been.
Oh.
That was an accident.
Yeah, I don't know. Karen's great, man.
It's good to be
yeah, it's good. It's always good to have her.
She sounds like an interesting lady.
She's you got to hear. She was actually on the first episode of the More Music Radio Pod. And she's probably been like on 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 11, 12, 13 episodes of the More Music Radio Pod. But anyway, so that's Karen Centerfold. We're going to have her back. Cool. Hey, well, let's get into these songs, man. We're already like an hour into the show. And if you want to call the More Music Radio Pod and talk to us about the killer cop killing the cops, or if you want to talk about
anything about it.
Yeah, me neither.
Dude, there was like...
Rooster just told me about it in the elevator.
Dude, like, all right. So, yeah. So I, you know, well, really quick before we go to commercial break here. dude, I ran into like fucking 10 cops on the way up here. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Dude, it's a fucking manhunt, you know, for this fucking crazy dude who's been killing off cops. I mean, I wasn't worried. He ain't after me.
He's so he's like
cops,
former LAPD or something?
Yeah, dude. He's fucking... let's go to this fucking... Let's go to this song, man. Okay, we got to talk about
We'll
right
talk
now,
about
right.
it when we come back. Call 800-893-9562, and we're going to play these songs. We ready, Nick? You got that shit turned up?
Let's get a beat.
All right, man. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Hello, man. Hello, man. Speak to my ear. Fuck you, motherfucker.
My name is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're here hanging out with Joey and Rooster, and just talked to Karen Centerfold. We listened to some music right now. Some Go Betty Go, the song Runaway. And before that, we heard Anesthetic Frank. Actually, Daniel from Anesthetic Frank is a co-host and producer of... I don't know if he's co-host, because that's Eddie Solis's... Remember Eddie Solis from It's Casual, Joey?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm way back in the day, man. And he's doing a show here now called Los Angeles Nista on Monday nights. And he's fucking tearing it up.
Really?
You know? And but we heard Anesthetic Frank. What's the name of that song? It was like about like getting all messed up and stuff, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, at one point you're gonna play my favorite Mormon song, right?
Oh yeah. You have a request to hear a Mormon song, dude. And I'm gonna get that. What song did you want to hear again?
Fun with Shapes.
All right, yeah, we'll That's get into that.
I listened to that shit naked.
You know what? I had an idea about trying to get people to listen to the More Music Radio Pod, and I think it's a great to just fucking be like really grassroots and like just go to the people all around the country. And I know it's late right now. Like if we called the East Coast, it would be, you know, what is it? 2:30 or something in the morning. And but right now, why don't we call somewhere in Hawaii? We're going to try to call like
that's
7-Eleven in Hawaii. We'll see what's going on in Hawaii. And we'll see, since, you know, 7-Eleven workers, they see people every day. Maybe if we can get a 7-Eleven worker on our side, they can just spread the word for us and be like, hey, I listen to the More Music Radio Pod. You should too.
That sounds like and a maybe good we can
try
idea.
To, this is us trying to get people to listen to the More Music Radio Pod. Are you going to try to get them on the line, Nick?
Yeah, I'm dialing right now.
All
right,
cool. As soon as the dial tones go through, put them on and we'll talk to them. All right, a 7-Eleven in Honolulu, Hawaii. All right. And we'll tell them aloha.
They like that.
Yeah, it's you never know how phone calls are going to go as when you, yeah, when you call.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Vic Cohen did some prank calls and stuff, and at first he couldn't really get any. This isn't a prank call, though. This is
a real call.
This is an effort to, you know, get people to listen to the radio show, you know?
It's more like a sales call, which is even more annoying.
Cold calling.
Yeah,
it's cold calling, you know?
Okay.
Marketing 101, baby.
No, it's a good study in like how you do it. It's a cold fucking call.
That's where Dog's from, too. Remember Dog, the bounty hunter?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's out there.
Hey, maybe we could get Dog. Hey, can you call Dog?
You know what? I did.
I'd like to call
it. I'll get that number. Actually, let me find that number. We can call him, too.
Yeah, we got to call Dog. Because, what happened?
I'd like to meet his hairstylist. That guy's fucking great.
Dude. He slipped up, man.
He did?
Wasn't he like throwing the N-bomb or something? Like he did. Video?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did, but it was his son was recording him without his knowledge and stuff, and he thought that...
Exactly.
You know, some white people, believe it or not, are really loose with the N-word and racial words and stuff, you know, and it's we can't act like it's just white people. All of us fucking are, you know,
we have Spanish words for it, and it's just like not as bad.
Which is like the same thing, you know, like
it's
fucking,
really not.
And I don't even say the ones
people
in Spanish.
People were hurt by the Spanish word, you know.
Yeah.
100 years
What's
ago.
What's the worst thing in Spanish that you could call a black dude? A mayate?
Yeah.
And what's a mayate? Yeah. A mayate is actually a bug, right?
It's a beetle. It's a beetle. Yeah. It's, right. And actually, it's not even black, man. It's like fucking...
It's green. Isn't it green or
it
something?
It is.
Here we go. Okay, here
it's
we
an
go.
It's insult to Mexicans.
Yeah, we're calling...
something so retarded.
Yeah. We're calling like a 7-Eleven.
It's like a beetle. Because it's black.
I don't even know how to talk to this person. Hopefully they answer. I should be nice.
He's going to be busy,
so...
He's
very kind.
7-Eleven. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
7-Eleven. May I help you?
Aloha. I'm here and I'm talking to you right now. What is your name?
You're on the air, ma'am.
Hello.
Excuse me. What are you calling? This is 7-Eleven.
I know. This is 7-Eleven. I'm calling 7-Eleven. This is not a mistake or a wrong number, misdial or anything like that. I'm just calling to say hello to... Who am I talking to? What's your name?
This is Edith.
AD, you know, we are over here in Los Angeles, California right now, and we're having a radio show, and we want you to listen to our radio show. So can you get a pen and write this down?
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't have no time. I have a long line.
Can you put somebody on the phone who's...
I went at the lotto numbers.
See, sometimes you get sad. Well, I don't know. Maybe we can try another 7-Eleven. Maybe we can try calling Dog the Bounty Hunter, too.
I tried using my, like, super nice voice, too, like a little bit to soften up your even soft voice.
I try to breathe hard, just, you know, try to get in the mood.
It's the lisp, but they get mad.
Yeah, I got a number here to, maybe we could talk to Dog the Bounty Hunter. Can we still conference on this? Not conference, talk on the computer through this thing?
I'm just disappointed.
Because I can give you the address, or the phone number. I talked to her. I'm sad. Why did she get so mad?
I don't know.
I thought they're supposed to be like all happy over there in Hawaii. I suppose. You know? She was like, "Aloha, Ikaloki,
Mahaloki." There's a shitload of methods. That's what I heard.
She doesn't like us flatlanders. Big city folk.
It's dialing.
Okay, cool. So we're gonna talk to another 7-Eleven. We'll see if we can get somebody who's friendly. What should I ask him first? Are you busy? Because if you're busy, then we just call
you
back.
They're going to say, yeah, I'm busy. Of course, okay. There's a fucking lotto going on and shit.
Let's not ask him.
Good evening, 7-Eleven. Eateroll, can I help you?
Hi.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, we are calling.
Hello?
Hi, we're calling from Los Angeles right now, Los Angeles, California.
Hi.
Okay.
And we're doing a radio show right now, and we're trying to get people to listen to the radio show. And so we would like to talk to people in Hawaii because it's a little earlier over there, right? It's like 9:30 or something.
Yeah, you're calling. Do you know that you're calling a store?
Yeah, I know. We're calling 7-Eleven.
A 7-Eleven store. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We want to get people to listen to our radio show. And we figure since you work at 7-Eleven, you're in touch with a lot of people. Maybe you could tell people, like, first you listen to it and see if you like it. If you do like it, you can tell people, like, this is a great show, and I listen all the time. Maybe we could call you and talk to you regularly. We're on the internet right now, live.
I don't have time right now. Yeah, we're kind of busy right now.
When's a good time to call back and talk to you? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Terry. You can call the manager in the morning after 6 o'clock. In the morning.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll try to talk to the manager or something. But yeah. Hey, can you tell people to listen to the More Music Radio Pod?
Yeah, More Music Radio Pod.
It's pretty cool.
Can you write it down?
What is the station?
It is on the internet. It's
what is it called?
www.skidrowstudios, skidrowstudios.com.
That's it.
It's really easy. And we have plenty of shows here.
I got it.
Our show is called the More Music Radio Pod. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll relay the message. Thank you.
Okay. I love you.
Talk to you
later.
I love you.
Aloha.
Bye now.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. She was nice. Bye. That was good.
She was.
There's one. One was bad, one was good.
I bet she's cute.
I bet you she wrote down the Skid Row Studio she's going to listen to.
I could hear her writing.
Who knows what she's going to listen to, too. She can have, there's like 20 shows you can choose from to listen to at SkidRowStudios.com. If you could just log on there and you could just look at all the fucking shows, you go listen to More Music Radio Pod, and I don't know. Let's shout out another. We said Los Angeles Nista, Vic Cohen's. It's a fair question. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, and we're actually going to get that show on.
When?
A lot of people have been asking. I just kind of wanted to take a little bit of a break from doing stuff because. Like, I don't know, it's my birthday week and stuff, and I just didn't want to, like, worry about, like, writing stuff, and so I don't know. I'm taking, but all that stuff's going to come out.
Did you buy anything for Vince for his birthday? Because I think that's what he's pushing. He keeps pushing his birthday.
It was just yesterday. That's why it's fresh.
I know. It's a fresh food. Mm-hmm. No.
It's fresh.
You know what, dude? Let's go down to TJ. I'll show you a good time. Let's go.
Me and my girlfriend went to the bowling alley over at Eagle Rock All-Star Lanes last night. Did? And Tony showed up, Tony from 8-Bit, and Patrick and his girlfriend ECR showed up, and we bowled, and we got really, really drunk. It was a lot of fun.
Patrick here, man? Jesus.
I know. He should probably call in. I don't know if he's listening right now. He usually told me
that Patrick was going to be. That's the only reason I showed up, honestly.
I know.
He promised me I was going to make out with Patrick, and he's not here.
And he's not even here to be made out with. See how messed up I can be?
Patrick, I'm waiting for you here.
Yeah, man. Patrick, call 800-893-9562. Anybody else can call and talk to us about that. And we were going to talk more about the murderer cop who's out running around in the streets of Los Angeles right now.
Pretty crazy, man.
I know that we got a lot of listeners nationally and internationally, and this is something that's going on in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, it's what is
going on? Go ahead and tell me what's going on, because I have no idea.
Juan knows.
Well, I do. Yes, I've been reading Facebook all day, dude, so I know. No, I know what's going on. Anyway,
what's that?
Can I try that thing?
Oh, you want to try all these
reliable sources? Have been telling me that there's this. I don't know if it's packed. There's this ex cop out right now, and he's targeting other LAPD officers. He basically declared war on the LAPD.
What's the matter with him? He's pissed off?
Yeah, well, dude, he wrote this whole 20-page manifesto about, like, all this corruption going on in LAPD. And, I mean, I read the whole 20-page manifesto, and, I mean, there's some pretty fucked up shit in
you
there.
You read all 20 pages of it?
I, dude, believe it or not,
where
I can
is
read
it. On?
Even
where
though
is
it I'm at? An ESL student, I fucking can
you
read.
You can read it?
Are you an ESL student?
Dude, it take me like fucking 5 hours. But regardless, yeah. Look. Now, no.
Are your lips all moving and shit?
No, exactly. No, he was talking. Dude, he was saying about how I don't know, fucking cops are so corrupt in LAPD and how they ruined his name.
Okay, he bummed out on the cops.
Well, yeah, man, but, you know, they fucking really did a number on the guy, and they really ruined his name, and he hasn't been working since 2009.
Do you think he's justified or something?
I'm not saying any of that.
But is that the vibe? I'm not saying any of that. Some people are like, no, that's cool.
Hey, you know what? There was a few people.
Karen Centerfold's like cheers, hey, like exactly. Raising glasses of beers but to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Jesus.
She's a trendsetter, you know, like... Yeah,
she is. She's got more backbone than me, I suppose.
I'm sure.
But you know, no. But you know what, man? There's.
Hey, I'm calling Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we're gonna call Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I don't know if I could talk to him, man. I'm disappointed.
I don't know. I'm not.
Oh.
You know what, man? Like nobody's perfect. We all got to get along in this experiment. You know, they call it the melting pot experiment, right? You put different
Hello.
People together.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. Is this DeKine Bail Bonds?
Yes, it is.
Hi. My name is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California right now. And we were hoping that we can speak to Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's our favorite guy. We love him. I'm serious. We're doing a radio show right now on SkidRow.LA. It's internet radio. Internet radio is taking over, by the way. And we're doing it over here live.
Comes out on the computer now.
Yeah, and we were hoping that we can call and talk to Dog the Bounty Hunter because we're big fans. Who are we speaking to?
Listen, Dog the Bounty Hunter doesn't come into his office.
Oh, he doesn't? Is that him in the background? No. I thought I heard him. Like I'm such a fan that I could sense like the same voice.
Like, yeah, I got hopeful. I got like oh my God, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a near voice sighting.
Hey, Dog, can you just talk to us, Dog?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, what's your name? You're very nice.
Yeah, she's nice.
Listen, I am the DeKine Bail Bonds representative. But listen.
Oh, okay.
Dog's not available.
Oh, Doggy, okay. Baby, we just like to talk to you, Doggy, baby. Come on.
Yeah, they don't come in the office because they're actually out filming.
Oh yeah, they're still doing the show. It's still going strong.
Yeah.
No. Listen, they got a new show on CMT. It's going to be released in April.
Nice. Is it the same thing? Like he's bounty hunting, or is it like a different idea?
It's kind of the same thing. It's they are going to be doing some bounty hunting, but what they're actually going to be doing is helping some of the bail agencies in the mainland. Get their businesses turned around.
Oh, that's cool. Like how so? By ridding the streets of ICE or
no? No, they're like consultants. Yeah, that's consultants.
What is the closest thing we can get? I mean, who is the closest person that we could come to talking to Dog the Bounty Hunter? We'd really like to talk to Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Well, let's establish like a connection. Like this is like a really good thing. Like, can we leave a message and let them know that we're big fans and we're saying hello? And then
and
maybe one day we can talk to
you too. Like you're the nanny, right?
Because I didn't know about the new show, and like this is very interesting. I want to check it out. What's it called?
Yeah,
It's called Dog and Beth.
Hey. Oh, Dog and Beth. Yeah. Is Beth around? Is she there?
Yeah.
You're getting free airtime right here. Come on.
None of them come. Listen, none of them come into the office because we get about 3,000 calls a day.
So wow. I'm not the first one today, right?
Right, and the tour buses come by, and lots of fans, and you know, they're celebrities, so they don't get anything. Yeah, you know, they never get a thing.
Wow. So, do they actually do any bounty hunting anymore? Or are they just like?
That's what their show's about.
Will we see Dog the Bounty Hunter punch somebody in the face in this season?
That's what everyone wants.
Because I want to see that.
I've never seen him punch anybody. No, he hasn't punched anybody in the face.
In the face,
I
don't think. He needs to punch somebody in the face. And stuff.
Yeah.
Actually,
hey, guys, I'll let him know that you called.
Joey has volunteered to get punched in the face by Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Thank you very much for taking our call. And thank you. You've been very nice. And hopefully we get to talk to you again soon.
Aloha.
Thank you for talking to us on the More Music Radio Pod. Thank you.
It's not easy being a
the kind bail bond.
Thank
you. Want to vouch for them, and please call them if you're in trouble in Honolulu. All right. And we almost kind of talked to Dog the Bounty Hunter. I don't know.
Joey, would you really let Dog the Bounty Hunter punch you in the face? Would you really let him?
I think because I always just had to tell myself, I know I can take a punch in the face because I was going to get punched in the face at some point. So I like psyched myself out. I think I can take a punch to the face.
And you know, might as well do it by some fucking celebrity.
Definitely.
My brother almost picked a fight with Mike Tyson in Vegas.
Oh my God.
Just to get punched in the face by Tyson.
Oh my God. Those guys, they fucking are always getting fucking hit up by fools because it's like Mike Tyson. That's why they need bodyguards because first of all, their hands are lethal weapons. And so if they hit somebody, they get in big fucking trouble, you know? And because fucking idiots are like fucking, hey, there's fucking Tyson right there. I'm going to go and fucking sock him in the face and see if I can knock his ass out. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's why it kind of sucks.
That's why I follow Joey around. I don't want nobody punching him in the face.
Yeah. Thank you. Make sure, because he can't. He uses his deadly hands because he'll get in trouble.
Put that out.
They are deadly. Kind of wrinkly. I'm getting old. My hands are wrinkly.
I like how people in Hawaii, they say aloha.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. And they do that hang loose sign.
Oh, yeah.
We're all, hey, what's up? And they do the hang loose.
I even do it here. I try to do it.
Yeah, you try to do it?
It means like, oh, no, it's cool. It means like to relax.
Yeah.
Like
see it on Hawaii 502.
Yeah, if I'm on the Zamboni and someone's like, dude, can you show me my skates or something? I'm like, no, relax. It's cool. And I give them a hang loose.
The Zamboni is that, that's like the ice resurfacer or something?
Yeah. I'm on Zamboni driver. All right. I just retired.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Dude, by the way, here we go. Oh. This is the Red Rooster who hails from city of Paramount. Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. Right. I just got to represent right now because
you got to represent. We got Paramount in the house. We got Pomona in the house.
Paramount, Pomona,
Highland
but,
Park.
But to tell you the truth, Paramount's claim to fame. You know what it is? They're the home of the Zamboni.
Oh, that's
believe
true.
Believe it or not,
that is true.
Home of the Zamboni.
Yeah, true.
Zambonis. They own Iceland and Paramount, and they're the ones who built the Zamboni machines, and they still manufacture them in Paramount.
You know,
the factory is still there.
It's like the worst rink. And
Zamboni enthusiasts right now are like getting a hard on.
Dude,
I know.
Onslaught of fucking info.
There's so many people that do this job. I feel like I'm just part of it, you know?
It's a good thing to be a part of. You should be proud.
I think there's probably like 11 people that do it in all of Los Angeles.
Really?
Sure.
You're fucking one of a kind. I mean, you're 11 of a kind.
Yeah, 11 of a kind. Yeah,
cool. Just giving you a heads up. Yeah.
What else?
Paramount.
I don't know, man. We got some more songs to play, actually. This is the More Music Radio Pod. And let's see what we got coming up, man. This is fun to have a radio show and stuff.
Ain't
and just play songs.
You guys can call in. Wait, like,
we're on the radio right now?
You know they're calling. They're not calling in because they're scared right now.
They're not calling in.
They don't know what to say, you know? Sometimes I listen to radio shows. I listen to some Skid Row studio shows and stuff, you know? And like I want to call in and like fuck around, but then I get scared. And I'm like, I don't want to mess around.
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy.
People are getting mad at me a lot lately. And I'm just trying to be funny. Sometimes I could like make people mad, you know?
That's the fun part. Just pissing people off and seeing their stupid faces.
Yeah. You get mad, dude.
All right. Cool. That's the number, right?
Yeah. So 800-893-9562. If you're, don't be embarrassed. We'll be nice. It's just me and Joey and Red Rooster.
Call me, baby. Call me.
Yeah. Call Rooster up. Rooster, you're single, right?
Oh,
are you serious?
Yes. Well, yes, I am.
Oh, oh hey, hey geez, let's give him the lights.
I didn't want to put it out there. I mean, I don't like to put my.
Yeah,
you know,
ooh,
you need to, you need to give your pee pee a rest, right? It's getting chafed,
dude.
Jesus,
I don't know how to get into it.
Yeah, yeah. I've been wearing these tight pants for a while. It's getting pretty chafed.
You're wearing chick pants.
Hey, hey, don't judge me. Look at you.
I like that. You ever see those guys? Like, okay, guys are starting to wear tight pants again now.
Yeah, they're all tight.
What about the fucking kind of chunky guys? And their legs look like fucking like chick legs.
Dude, all I gotta say,
like fat legs.
There's no reason why you have to make a size 36 skinny jeans.
Jesus Christ.
I know, because honestly, you look and you're like, look at that guy wearing those fucking tight pants. You're like, damn, his legs are kind of fine, like, dude. They remind me.
You know, that's pretty fucked up, man.
Because fine ladies' legs. Because they're fat.
If you walk down like anywhere in fucking Silver Lake, man. Like honestly, if you see a couple from behind, you don't know who the girl is nowadays, man. Honestly, mm-hmm. And many times, you know, girl outweighs a guy. Jesus, dude, we're a dying breed, Vinny.
Yeah, it's
honestly,
true.
Joey.
You mean like chicks with dicks?
Yeah. Hey, you know, whatever floats your boat, baby. Yeah. It's, you know.
There's some tortas out there, man. Oh, let me tell you, man.
Wait, the little cave? What? Hey, I walked into the little cave the other day. I felt like I was walking into Jabba's Palace, dude. All the fucking Gamorrean guards. Oh, you're a dick, Joey. That was Joey saying that, by the way. You're a dick, Joey. Yeah. Why you say that?
Over in L.A., there was a place called the Little Cave.
It's not there?
In Highland Park. It's
no,
not
it's
there.
Dude, it's
there,
LA.
But it's called La Cuevita. And they made it all fucking whitey.
Jabba's Palace.
Oh, really?
It's a tequila bar now. And it's all like...
some tequila.
They're catering. To the new crowd that's moving into the fucking
We all gotta keep it flow, baby.
Well, cool. Hey, let's take a break. Let's play these songs. We're gonna hear some Manhattan Murder Mystery and some Fitter, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
I hate that story.
Yeah.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh, you don't mind liking it.
Arlo and Mr. Tease, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
This is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. They're going all the way to number one.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're hanging out, man. We're talking about, we just called Dog the Bounty Hunter. And you said that you think it's the wife. That was the wife that we talked
that
about.
That had to be the
Beth.
Wife.
She sounded kind of old. Like maybe it's the mom or something.
It just sounded like them when we were talking. And that sounded like dog in the background.
I think dog was in the background, too.
Like, we refuse to believe it.
I want
to,
like, maybe we won't call next week, but I want to, like, call every so often to be like, hey, we're just checking in. Like, is dog around? Like, and how are you, by the way? Remember we called you? Well, I want to be, we have to be nice to them, you know?
No, you got
to
tell them you're kind of like a star now, like, you know.
Yeah, man. That was cool. That was fun, man. Call 800-893-9562. We're just hanging out. We're fucking just free-balling it right now. We took off our underwears and we're commando styling the show right now. We're having a good time. I'm having a good time.
Yes.
Really cool to hang out with you guys. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Drinking some Budweisers.
Rooster's Choice.
We're listening to some music tonight. We just heard that last song that you heard was Death of an Anchor Baby by Fitter. Really cool band, man. I saw them play with Aslan Underground at Spaceland, and they're really good. Kind of reminds me of like the Police. They sound like the Police a little bit, like that last song. And before them, we heard some Manhattan Murder Mystery, our friends. And the song was Stadium Way. All right. Yeah.
Woo. I love them guys.
In a little bit, we're going to play the last set of songs. We're going to hear some Voodoo, and then we're going to play some Mormons for Rooster.
Special request, baby.
Fun with Shapes is coming up. All right.
My favorite song.
I've been trying to become a better music radio show host, and I have to let people know the music that we're listening to. Right now in the background, you're listening to some Los Destellos or Destellos. Los Destellos. Right. Who else is a yes sound, right?
Yeah. I'd like to try to play along.
I gotta work on it. Spanish was my first language, but then when I went to school, like, they washed it away from me.
That's you know? Jeez.
The whites.
Yeah, they were. They washed you.
Americanized.
That's true.
My mom wouldn't even let me learn.
Like, I'm trapped.
She wanted to keep her secrets.
Actually, it sucks because I'm like trapped to be between both worlds. You know what I mean? It's like some of the hardcore Mexicans don't accept me because like I'm Americanized. You know, like I speak English. I'm like more of an American
rightfully
than anything.
So. Yes.
And you know American society kind of doesn't really accept us either because we're Chicanos and we're seen or perceived as, or some people perceive us as like dirty and like bad people, drug addict, border jumpers, job stealers. And you know what I mean?
We're not helping that. It's pretty fucked up. I know what you mean, man. It's like whenever I go over to TJ to take my mom to the airport to fly into, you know, wherever she
kind of embarrassing.
Huh? No, you go in there, man. One time I went over there and I tried to buy some Mexican wrestling masks. This is like 10 years ago. I was in the Mexican wrestling and shit. No, shit, you know. And the fucking
when Nacho Libre came out?
I tried to buy some masks and the guy was like, oh, you give me, by the way, that's my Mexican accent. Uh-huh. Oh, you give me, it sounds Arabian, but whatever. Oh, you give me $50. I go, fuck you, dude. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, eventually he worked it down to 25. And when he did to 25, I was like, you know what? Fuck you, dude. You know, you tried to take me for some shit.
Hey, man, they're hustling over there. Man.
I mean, I understand that, man. Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, man.
You know,
it's
like, you see those photos of all the dead bodies and TJ and shit? That's because of wrestling mask deals gone bad.
Nice one, Joe. I like that. No, but you know what, man? That's the thing. My dad always had this. Now, my dad was born and raised in Mexico and so on and so forth. But you know what? He's lived here for the past, 35 years?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, people in Mexico don't accept him.
Really? Yeah.
People here don't accept him. So where the fuck does he belong? Where do we belong?
We are lost.
Where do we belong?
We are lost. Everybody, please feel sorry for us.
Wait, try being a half breed, dude. I don't even get that credit.
That's even worse.
What do you want, man? Everyone's like, what do you want? Get out of here. Yeah. And I'm like,
which half do you like more?
I like the Mexican half, but I'm like haunted by the white half. Yeah. I like get zapped into white, and I'm like,
you're half Turkish. The Mexican that was your mom's half, right?
Yeah, and then my mom raised me, so there you go.
And then your dad was the white half. But I met your dad. Your dad's a cool dude.
Oh, yeah. No, they're both like born in LA. My dad's born like born in Watts or like Downey or some shit. Wow. My mom's from East LA. She was born in East LA.
Oh, okay, cool.
Horrible place.
And at some point, they.
That's good enough.
At some point, they phoned.
You know what? We got a caller on the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you are on the air. What up?
What up?
Hey, what's happening? Who are we talking to?
Who be?
This is Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? This is Joe Benitez.
Oh, nice. What's happening, big guy?
Another amazing fucking artist, man. Like, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, I'm sitting here naked. Watching Puss 2.0.
Joey, put your pants back up. Jesus.
What's up, Joe?
Hello, man.
I don't.
This is the only time I get to talk to any of you guys, eh?
Yeah, you have to call the radio show.
You need to get out of your cave every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said you need to get out of your cave every now and then, dude.
No, man, I like being in there.
Hey, Juan, tell everybody who Joe is.
No, let me.
Awesome.
All right, let me tell you. Okay. Joe Benitez.
Long time ago.
Joe, here we go. Joe Benitez is probably, the most inappropriate comic book artist ever. No, but he's real awesome. Joe Benitez he's been in comics for a long time, and you know, I'm proud to call him one of my brothers over here. It's me and Joey and Vince.
Don't. Let me identify myself.
Yeah, Joey. Joey, baby.
Everybody talks about Joey, and they go like, oh, yeah, that's the guy with the lisp, hon. I'm like, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does have a lisp.
That's not nice.
He talks like eat the cat.
Oh, now it's lisping jokes, dude?
Sorry, dude. Hey, come over here. Let's go. Oh, man. Come on.
His chin is quivering right now. Wow.
Well, Joey came out of hiding and like, he's taking a beating and stuff.
I know he is. I'm sorry, Joey.
He's getting jumped back in the gang, dude.
No, dude.
Hey, you're the one who started it, Joey.
I thought it was more like I was Merlin and I changed a different color.
Hey, but hey, Joe Benitez, can you let us know what you are currently working on right now?
I'm working on watching some TV and losing weight.
Oh, man. How's that coming along?
Not very good.
But watching the TV doesn't help the losing weight part, right?
Oh, no.
Joe, I haven't talked to you in a long time, dude. What's happened? I know something crazy happened to you like in the last 13 months. But I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, his new Lady Mechanica book is coming out soon.
Wow, man.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Tell us a little bit about that, Joe.
There's a lot of nerds that listen to.
No, there is, dude. Hey, and I'll tell you, Lady Mechanica is really a kick-ass fucking thing.
Dude, I've seen some of the stuff.
How come
I can't do shit, man? Like, guys are fucking amazing. I can't do shit.
You haven't sold your soul to the devil just yet, dude. You know? And by...
Hey, man, it's like you play music.
Yeah, but barely.
As a teenager, it was kind of like, hey, you want to take the road and to be a musician or or draw? Yeah. It's kind of like, well, pencils are cheaper.
That's true.
You don't have every artist from all over the country moving here and trying to like draw right next to you.
That's true. Dude, even like radio show too. I remember when I got the radio show, I'm like, cool, I got a radio show now. Right. Hey, we're cool. Yeah. And you because I wasn't really into podcasting or anything, but then I realized there's a fucking million fucking people with a fucking radio show, and I'm like, oh, I'm just another one of these fucking assholes and shit, you know?
Trying to be interesting. So what else, Joe? Did something crazy happen in your life? I forget what it was. Like somebody told me, like, oh, I killed Benitez, blah, 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 blah. I forgot the story.
He ended up
going out with us one night, and we ended up, you know, getting involved with a few midgets and a tub of jello.
I want to hear Joe's story.
But you know,
I don't remember the midgets. I was too drunk.
Nice. That's the way I.
You guys should be a little bit more politically correct. We don't say that anymore. We say little people, and we don't say fags. We say heterosexually challenged.
Did we say fags? Yeah. Did I say fags at one point? No, I didn't say fags.
I've probably said it a couple times.
At one point, are you guys going to start talking about the Illuminati and the Freemasons?
I don't want to talk about that because I'm scared of those people, man.
I'm scared of that LAPD cop coming after me.
You're scared of Ruben Studdard? Coming after you?
Oh, what happened to him?
No, that homie that fucking started shooting up the ex-cop. You know, he kind of looks like Ruben Studdard.
Oh, shit.
What do you know about this, Joe? We're trying to gather information about this.
Yeah.
Breaking story.
He's ex-military. He got I read his whole manifesto. It's like he posted it on his Facebook, but I mean, it's all over the place. And it's like he's basically going on that in 2008, his supervisor, this chick, Sergeant Teresa Evans, I guess it's like she allegedly kicked this schizo in the chest and in the face. So he put, you know, he put in a report about it.
And his name was.
And it's like they went to trial, and basically, even though, as he says, that there was evidence that the dude did get kicked and he had marks and whatnot, the tribunal found him lying. And so he got canned. He got let go for, whatchamacallit, lying against a fellow officer.
Oh.
So it's like, so they fired his ass. So it's like he's been trying back and forth to get back in, and
now he's pissed.
For the past week.
That's crazy. Is he like hiding in trees and like shooting people? Or
he killed a cop, right?
Well, it's over the weekend, you guys heard about the couple that got murdered in Irvine. It was well, he did that. It's like he's going after the family of the woman that was killed is the daughter of the dude that was his lawyer.
Wow,
man, crazy.
So fucking wild.
In his manifest, he's basically saying
he never had a family. Crazy. Yeah. What the fuck?
So he's going after their family. So he's, you know, it's LAPD's on alert and the families are on alert. Like
But
he's up in Big Bear. Like they fund. Like,
goddamn. Yep. Sorry, man. Our jokes are cutting into your story. You're giving a report because I didn't know anything about this, and I'm like,
I'll be your Robin Quivers.
Yeah, cool, man. Hey, you should come down and hang out at the studio, man.
Yeah, man. Where are you guys at?
We're right here in downtown. I don't want to give the address because all our fans are going to try to come down and rush to
try to stab us when we get out.
I know it's going to be like that fucking talk radio guy. Remember he got killed. And people, I'm already getting on people's nerves.
Hey,
so
dude, we should have an artist night. You know, we'll bring in like fucking Benitez and we'll bring in like Shepard Fairey because you know he's readily available and
Brainwash. Yeah, bring in Mr.
and then
Mr.
we'll bring
Brainwash.
Him in, and then with fucking Joe Benitez and we'll have Joe Benitez stab him all in the neck and shit.
We'll get blood all over ourselves.
And I'll bring in a fucking, you know, a shotgun.
When Joe stabs these people, all the blood will be squirting on us and then we could just rub it into our breasts.
Oh.
You know? I'll have my shirt off and all my clothes off. I'll just rub all the blood all over me and stuff. I'll get really into it on that episode.
Hey, Benitez, baby, we need to come out and have a drink sometime.
Yeah, man.
Cool, dude. It's
been a while.
I'm into Bloody Marys.
Oh.
Well, hey, man, thanks for giving us the report about that. I mean, that's very scary, actually. I mean, actually, I'm not scared because I'm not a fucking cop. So, like, this guy's going after the cops, right?
I'm crooked, but I'm not.
But I think he's got they found his burnt-up truck up in Big Bear, so they're looking for him up there. He's going to go all Rambo and shit.
That's pretty cool. You know what? I'm excited because I know, like, in about a year and a half, there's going to be a movie about this, and it's going to be cool. I'm going to watch it.
The Rock is going to play him.
That's going to be cool, nice. Dude. Well, cool. Hey, so Joe, before you go, man, you want to let people know what you're working on, how people can see your stuff?
Sure, just don't care.
You don't like that, huh? Yeah. You don't want to plug yourself?
No, Joe, let's get some.
I do like plugging myself. I like giving information about where you can find me.
Hell yeah, do that, man. Let people know. I get it. It's a good one.
JoeBenitez.com. And
that's JoeBenitez.com.
It's some fucking cool shit. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, man, like, I really am in awe.
And we got the ongoing Lady Mechanica story going. So, Joe Benitez, I know he's working on that right now. We're going to bring that story out. And
let's bring him down
Google
soon.
Come on right down. We can talk about that. And we can make that shit going.
We're
going
to get you down here, man.
Yeah.
All right?
And, can we bring booze and just get drunk the whole time?
Dude, that's what we do. Dude, that's
we're already like fucking
about.
12 beers in.
Yeah,
dude.
We're fucking You're pretty. Missing out, dude. We're pretty toasted right now. So,
as a matter of fact, what are you doing right now? Can you come pick me up? Because I need to ride back to
Kanye. I need a ride too. Dude. The train stops.
Well, I'm 5 minutes from downtown, but I'm not at home right now.
Yeah.
Oh, see how you're
killing. Us. I'm on the road.
Oh, okay.
Killing me, Larry.
Cool, dude. Well, hey, man, we're going to run and play these songs. That way we can get done with the show in time for Juan not to miss his train to the fucking back to Compton, right? Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
Right,
hey,
Juan
Joe,
and Joey.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, there's a new Beaters album going to come out, believe it or not.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Dude. Joey from the Beaters is here. Joey plays in the Beaters.
I thought you'd be like, oh, that's cool. But you said, oh, rock and
roll. That's awesome. That's fucking
It's true.
Dude, I have you on my list of like 8 fans. And then like now I'm afraid I might be down to 7. Like in all reality.
I got news for you. The Beaters are coming out with a new album.
Yeah.
And you expect them to be like, oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, whoa. Fuck, it's been long.
I can't wait, dude. What the fuck? Whoa, I can't fucking wait.
Wait. Okay, let's rewind.
Okay, do it again.
I can't do it, man.
There's a special Beaters album coming up. And it's a new album.
Yeah, that's right.
You're
the Beaters.
Stupid.
No, you're kidding, right?
You can hear
my voice. Oh, my God. It's fucking awesome.
No, it's great, dude. It sounds fucking awesome. Hey, there's a special track. There's a special track by Rooster singing fucking Caca on the Floor at Mr. T's Bowl like 5 years ago. That's fucking awesome. Sounds great.
I like that song.
Forget it.
I love that Caca on the Floor.
All right, then, Joe, we're going to run, man. Thanks for calling, dude. We'll talk soon, okay?
Later, guys.
All right, then, man. JoeBenitez.com. Everybody check it out. We're going to take a break, play these last couple songs, and we'll wrap it up on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yep.
Hello? I need to know if you sell a 10K for like $2,000.
Yes, I don't understand what you're saying.
You do?
What?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, eh?
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck your sister.
Fuck you.
Fuck your mom.
I fuck you, your family, her family, okay?
Fuck your mom.
I fuck you, your brother, mom, everything, okay?
Fuck your uncle.
Everything.
Fuck your father.
Everything.
Fuck your grandmother.
Fuck your asshole.
Your grandmother.
Bitch.
Your grandmother.
Son of bitch.
Your grandmother.
Son of bitch.
Your grandmother.
Fuck your asshole.
Fuck your mom.
Fuck my ass, okay?
You suck my ass. Suck my nose.
Fuck you,
son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, asshole.
Your mom.
Fuck you.
Your mom is a big pig, man.
I fuck you, man. You. Okay?
I fuck you every day, man.
Come over here.
You like that?
What?
Come over here.
Asshole faggot.
Come over here, faggot.
Asshole faggot.
Fuck you.
Fuck you?
Your mom.
Your whole family. Fuck you, like this.
Your whole family.
Okay?
Fuck Allah. Fuck Allah.
I'm not here. Somebody fuck you, I think. Now you end it up.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California. At skidrow.la. We'll be right back.
happen? Well, it was billed as the 30th occasional Pasadena Doo-Dah Parade. And KFWB's Michael Chappé got to check out the most irreverent event of the year.
Walking interviews along Colorado Boulevard with the order of the day, because some of the acts, you just have to ask, what's up with that? Like a heavy metal marching band in bicycle helmets. Well, even then, it's still not clear.
The Mormons.
The Mormons?
Yeah, the Mormons.
Perfect 44 double D 2636. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row. LA.
All right. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're at the tail end of the show now. I think we got a phone call, right? You want to put that call through real quick? All right. What's going on, caller? Are you on the air with us here on the More Music Radio Pod? Who's calling?
Huh?
Hey.
What's
up?
Who's this?
Where the white bitch is at?
Where's who?
Where all the white bitches at?
Nice. Hey, don't speak that way about Caucasians. That's not nice.
Fuck white people.
What's up, man?
This sounds like a familiar voice. I think I know this guy, man. I miss this guy. I haven't seen this guy in a long time.
Dude, yeah, that sounds like Johnny Jihad too. Up in there.
Yeah, Johnny Jihad.
Indeed, praise Allah, dude.
Fucking. Johnny
Do you remember
Jihad.
The days of Johnny Jihad, dude? You remember that?
I remember the day I woke up under a sink and my girlfriend was in bed with a big white guy.
Oh.
That was all I remember.
There's another guy that we got to come in and bring on the More Music Radio Pod. This is Vic, right?
No, this is Jihad. let's not put names.
Oh, okay. I gave it away. Fuck. Jesus. We can edit that out in post.
Unless Johnny Jihad wants to give his real name.
another fucking amazing dude.
Hey, Jesus.
What's up
Christ.
With you guys,
you know
man?
Honestly, man.
I just want to like hang out with you guys. Maybe I can absorb some of your life force energy.
Hey, like I was telling Vinny one of these days we gotta get fucking Benitez and we gotta get Johnny G hot up on here. We gotta get Tatanka.
Yeah, Tatanka.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, remember that one?
Phil, right? Phil's another amazing
fucking dream crusher.
Exactly. I had this idea, the fucking Kawana, another fucking master.
And if you get Belgi on, then it's just gonna be a mess.
It's just gonna make me feel like shit because I can't do shit, man.
Yeah. Hey, but Johnny G, can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing? I heard about your first sexual experience.
Yeah.
Oh well, can you break it down in like a minute because we got a minute left in the show.
My first sexual experience.
Yes. Yeah.
You mean like, what was it, like 6 13-year-old kids around a tranny video I found in my dad's closet?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the one where your Uncle Bob.
Yeah.
My Uncle Bob?
Wait, what are we talking about?
My special Uncle Bob?
Johnny G had an awesome, he doesn't remember now because he's actually sober, to tell you the truth, but Johnny G had his first experience, you know, it was really like fucking smooth and it was really good and like, they really fucking, you know, he really got into it and everything. At the very end, he was like...
Because the guy was, like, all shaved, and it felt like there's no friction. Super nice.
Hey, this is something that I want to hear on the when you guys come all the way down. Well, we'll get everybody on here, you know?
Hey, Victor, real quick, in 10 seconds or less, are you, like, an asshole, like, wherever you live on the boondocks, or are you, like, not allowed to be an asshole out there?
Oh, no, dude, I'm staining races left and right, dude. It's awesome. I can do what I want.
Well, hey, Vic, I'm glad that you called in, even if it's at the tail end, but we're at the end of the More Music Radio Pod. I want to thank Joey, and I want to thank Red Rooster, Juan.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Hey, before we go, Juan, where can people see your stuff, man?
JuanBalandral.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah, exactly. If you go on any Jack in the Box in LA, xredroosterx.com/ Pomona Swami. Paramount Swami, baby. Representing. Hey, just look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Just look it up. But
beware the
Red Rooster. Just Google that
shit. Just fucking Google it. This guy's amazing. Vic's amazing. Thanks, Joe, for calling in. Fucking, it's been a good, fun time on the More Music Radio Pod. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it.
Good talking to you, bro.
Rock on.
Thanks, Vic.
I love you, baby.
Listen every Thursday on SkidRowStudios.com. More Music Radio Pod. Thanks, everybody. Good night. All right.
Good night.
Hell yeah.